from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We have details about the upcoming presidential debate, which is sooner than you think. September 10th is right around the corner. So we're basically 2 weeks away, Paul, from that on ABC.
They have an agreement. We'll tell you what it is.
And KDK Radio will be airing it in its entirety right here. And before we get to the details, the campaign's obviously busy still, including today, Donald Trump visiting in Johnstown. CBS's Jared Hill.
Former President Trump's announcement on IVF and abortion is especially interesting, seeing as how our polling shows Vice President Harris has a pretty good lead among women voters. The vice president, meanwhile, is trying to define herself and her possible presidency in her first sit-down interview as the Democratic nominee.
The campaign trail in Georgia to the hot seat.
My values have not changed.
Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz in their first in-depth interview since officially clinching the Democratic nomination spoke to CNN about her top priorities.
Day one, it's going to be about, one, implementing my plan for what I call an opportunity economy.
And clarified why she's changed her position on some policies she backed during her first run in 2019, like supporting a ban on fracking.
We can increase a thriving clean energy economy without banning fracking.
And decriminalizing the southern border.
I believe there should be consequences. We have laws that have to be followed and enforced.
Meanwhile, Walz took on scrutiny over his military service.
My record has been out there for over 40 years to speak for itself.
Former President Donald Trump called the interview boring on social media after he unveiled a new campaign promise while stumping in Wisconsin and Michigan.
Your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment.
Trump making news of his own with NBC, criticizing Florida's 6-week abortion ban, appearing to support a November ballot measure to expand access.
Well, I think the 6 week is too short. It has to be more time.
His campaign later clarifying he hasn't yet said how he'll vote.
The candidates go back on the trail this long weekend. Trump today, then Harris on Labor Day for her first joint campaign event with President Biden. Do you have any guess on where all these folks might be? Of course, it's Pennsylvania.
Yes, of course it is. Jared Hill, CBS. And again, Donald Trump in Johnstown this afternoon in their One Summit Arena. And then President Biden and Kamala Harris Monday here in Pittsburgh. We don't have the exact details yet, but they'll be forthcoming and we'll have them first.
Kind of remarkable, the report that we got from the WJAC reporter out there. Ty N checked in with us earlier this morning to say that there were several thousand people outside the arena already. And this, she's been there since 4:30 this morning. This event doesn't take place until late this afternoon. And there's no question that they will not have enough room inside for all the people who are outside. So that enthusiasm that Donald Trump generates in this part of the state is still in evidence. Now, when it comes to the polls, Larry, it's a much different thing. The most recent polling that's out comes from Emerson College. And I'm only repeating these poll numbers because I generally don't do that. But I'm only repeating them to give you some idea of how close it remains. In Pennsylvania, Harris and Trump are tied right now, says Emerson, at 48% each. And in the other battleground states, Georgia, Harris has a slight 1% lead. In Michigan, a 3% lead. And then in Nevada, 1%. Those are her states that are leaning her way. And then for Trump, he's slightly ahead by 3 points in Arizona, by 1 point in North Carolina, and by 1 point in Wisconsin. So all of these races fall within the margin of error, and there's no telling when you get to election day what'll happen. And why I say that is what have we had so far in this race? We've had three major seismic upheavals.
Monumental changes.
Right?
Nothing is etched in stone.
Right. We're not even in September yet. We've got two more months to come. It used to be we would be waiting around in the summer doldrums for the quote-unquote October surprise.
Well, we've had three or four big ones already.
Exactly.
So that said, a lot can change between now and November. And
that could be including the debate on September 10th.
And it's pretty much split down the middle, as we have discussed, give or take. So we'll continue to follow the candidates canvassing southwestern Pennsylvania. That said, the debate on September 10th, ABC will cover it. We will carry it live in its entirety, and we now have it set.
Had you heard that this was a done deal? I just learned this morning. But they have an agreement with former President Trump, the network does, that there will be A, no audience, B, muted mics, and C, no written notes for the debate. They'll be on a stage and only allowed to have a pen, a pad of paper, a bottle of water, basically the same rules as the June debate with Biden.
And they will be given a couple shots of whiskey and some Jell-O shots.
Don't you wish, just before they walk out on stage.
Here, take this.
Imagine what the things they might say.
Imagine what they're saying now without whiskey.
90 minutes of this will take place, and of course the morning after, for those of you who don't stay up for those kind of things, we'll have our coverage, which you can hang on your hat on that. We will not mislead you.
I'm actually looking forward to just being a spectator, see what transpires.
Hey, and the question is, bigger audience, about the same or less audience than the first one with Biden and Trump? What do you think?
I predicted almost to the million the last one. This one, I'm going to say they're going to exceed just because of interest alone.
So what are we talking then?
I'm going to say at least 50 million.
Okay.
And it may be higher than that. But if you're asking me more, less, or the same, I'm going more.
Okay.
Mark that down.
I am marking as we speak.
Thank you, Paul. 8:15 at KDK from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Ellen Gamble has had her hands full this morning.
Yeah, but you know what? Finally, don't want to jinx ourselves, of course. Things are just calm, just the usual delays, Larry. So we're going to take that and run with it. The Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras looking out live over area roads and finding just the usual brake lights. We are, knock on wood, accident free right now in your morning commute. You're getting in line, though, on the Parkway East inbound right around Edgewood Swissvale as you head for the Squirrel Hill tunnels. Maybe you're starting your weekend early. Good for you if you're hitting the highway and heading outbound on the Parkway East toward the Turnpike in Monroeville. You have trouble free traffic right now. Parkway West inbound stacks at the Parkway Center Mall on-ramp as you try to head for those Fort Pitt tunnels heading outbound toward the airport. It's a good ride, too. No problems there. 28 and the Parkway North sailing along nicely. Our next AAA traffic on the 5s at 8:25. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we're looking at hot weather again today. 92, so a half day. You probably are well aware of that if you're a parent of kids in 38 Pittsburgh public schools. 71 tonight. Could be some late night thunderstorm activity. There is a line of thunderstorms that we're watching from way out west that will be approaching depending on speed and timing. Right now it looks like late afternoon tomorrow. Then behind that, really nice weather for the rest of the weekend, especially Sunday and Monday. This weather update brought to you by Galise Services. Call for their $93 and free clog crusher special. 412-831-6199. Oh, look who's visiting.
Great, it's Scott.
Samantha McGill. Great Scott. Marty Griffin's producer used to produce the morning show with Marty and...
And then decided, me. Then you wanted to get rid of me.
No, that's not true. We had to seek a future draft pick, so we... Had to get Aaron because we fought over you.
Marty got me in the divorce. Yeah.
You love that, Aaron? All right. The reason I've asked Samantha to come in is because Samantha loves
Oh, no. Here we go.
Long live the king.
It's a Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival, which you hear that trumpet every year. You know this
is
coming.
Oh, yeah.
And every weekend through the end of September is when they have this festival.
Yes.
That said, I found out a couple of years ago that, Samantha, you're one of the people that loves this Renaissance, this dress-up.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite time of year.
So explain to Paul, Aaron, and myself and our lovely audience what goes on at this thing. I hear it's pretty wild.
It is pretty wild. It's super fun. Everybody's in character, so they have different cast members that you'll know them because they wear these little patches on. So you have cast members that are in character. So they're like kind of walking around and doing their thing. They talk to you in accent and they all call you like wench, you know, like they have huzzah, they say all that.
But huzzah?
Huzzah. So they have food, there's food, and then a big thing is like all the like artisan shops. Like they have a bunch of different vendors and stuff that you can go shopping, but it's like really nice handmade stuff. I got this ring right here, camera.
Yeah, but you dress up.
I do dress up.
What as?
I dress up. I usually go as a fairy.
As Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
She could. She has killer pigtails.
I could.
So when you say fairy, like how does that look?
I usually have some sort of long dress, some sort of like corset or something over that. This year I ordered my custom fairy wings. So it's getting real.
Wow. So you know who's going to be jealous is Pat Sepdak.
No, I know.
Because last year he just got his lederhosen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I usually dress up as a fairy. I wear fairy wings.
So this is like a chance for people to costume,
you know,
and interact with people on a different level, like a fantasy level.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything Shakespearean going on at this thing?
Yes, there is. They do have, they have different characters walking around. They have the one guy from, it's not Shakespeare, but it's with the tin pot on his head.
I know.
Don Quixote. Yeah. Is that who that is?
Yep.
I thought it was the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
Why do you want this to be the Wizard of Oz?
He's fixated.
This isn't the Wizard of Oz.
We were talking about the Wizard of Oz. They had some kind of a celebration or an anniversary.
The 85th anniversary of the release of Wizard of Oz this week.
Yeah, besides, he's got a thing about munchkins.
I always had, something for Dorothy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa!
And her little dog, too.
Moving on.
Talk about leaving me out to dry.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, whoa.
I didn't mean like in a weird way.
So nobody thought that until you said it.
All right.
Well, talk about the food now. I want to hear about the food.
My personal favorite. I never get this, but I do have a famous picture of my boyfriend last year. They have these huge turkey legs that are like this big.
Right.
And you just walk around and eat a huge turkey leg, like how they used to in the good old days.
And then you flick the bone over your shoulder. Just like we do, half the people in our newsroom do.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
When Oakmont Bakery comes, they throw the crumbs over their shoulder.
It's carnage.
It's carnage. And then, the food's pretty good. They have like these bread bowls with like soup in them. They have pickles. Like you can just get, everything's on a stick. They have like chicken on a stick and stuff like that. So the food's pretty good. I feel like the Pittsburgh one is, I feel like in terms of Ren Fairs, pretty small. I'm going to the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair next weekend.
Where is that?
In Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
So it's getting
Amish
real.
Country.
Amish country. It's getting real. I've heard that one is huge. I've never been, so. But yeah, there's a lot of people that dress up as a lot of different things. You'll see people in, some people dress up as like time travelers as well. like they'll do Star Wars and stuff since it's, yeah, people do that.
Oh, that's got to be a real collision there.
Oh, yeah,
visually.
There's a bunch of different, sometimes we see furries there. It's a place.
Furries?
Yeah, sometimes the furries like to gather.
We've had some time travelers as producers over the years.
That's a nice crossover. Pittsburgh furries.
Pittsburgh
at the Renaissance.
No, it's true, because I feel like it's, if it's a place you can feel safe to dress up, the furries are there.
All right.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? What's a young person like you do on a holiday weekend?
Oh, I actually have a packed weekend. So Saturday, I'm having, there's this big block party in the north side. My boyfriend's family.
Is this a taco thing?
No. This is a private block party. No.
There's Taco Fest in Allegheny Commons one day this weekend.
No. We're not doing that. This is exclusive.
Oh, sorry.
Invitation only, pal.
Invitation only.
Is Marty coming?
Come on. You think, number one, even if Marty did get an invite, do you think he'd come?
No.
Exactly.
He's smoking meat this weekend.
He's smoking meat, and he's, yeah.
Out on the back porch.
But,
all
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
that's tomorrow.
And then Sunday, since I actually won tickets to Kennywood here in our little contest.
You're
so
going to Kennywood?
Going to Kennywood with my little sister.
Oh, you won the raffle.
A bunch of people won, but I was one of the people. Me and Bart's both won. He's
Are
on next.
Are you going to be in the parade on Monday?
No, I have to be here on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck at Renfest when you get there.
Yeah, I'll be sending pictures. I'm not going to the Pittsburgh one until later in the month. I'm going for Romance Weekend.
No.
Because they have different themes, so I'm my boyfriend will be expected to woo me.
Is he going to dress up as Cupid by any chance?
No, but he will dress up as a knight. He'll probably
dress
up. How
does one woo a fairy?
Exactly. Well, that's his. He has to figure that out.
And that was one of Paul Lynn's answers on the Hollywood Squares.
All right, Sam.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Yes, you too.
See that, Aaron? You could be going to Renfest.
Hey, come on.
You know, now that me and Sam are well acquainted, I feel like I'm going to have to
make it
at some point.
You can come. Come on. Larry, come on.
It'll be a first for me.
I've never been, but
it's so fun. You can. There's music. I like to dance.
I would dress up so no one would recognize
me. You can bring a few gummies. You know what I mean? Bring a few gummies.
We'll have to ask Colin Dunlap about that.
Yeah.
From tight to the right to the number, and here is the snap and a fake handoff and an opening over the left side. Khalil Greene up the 35 to 40. He's up the 45, kicks in another gear, gets by a defender, he cuts back and makes a move at the 40, cut from behind, 37 yard line into Bobcat territory. Nifty and shifty Khalil Greene of the Westinghouse Bulldogs. Everything the Bobcats thought was going right, Khalil Greene went 35 yards to the left.
That's the voice of our high school football play-by-play coverage, Dan Zangrilli. And what a week for our kickoff classic. Five games Friday and Saturday. And tonight, a big matchup. KDK Radio High School Football Game of the Week, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. It is Aliquippa hosting Bell Vernon. Our coverage starts with the Swartout Financial Kickoff Show at 6. And we welcome Dan Zangrilli. How you doing, partner?
Good, man. Nice to be doing just the one game instead of the five. Mike, it's like a weekend off.
Unreal what you guys pulled off last week. So kudos to you. It was nice and warm, too.
Oh, well, we had an entire crew that was there, all hands on deck, and great turnout at the Wolf Arena. Our partners there were absolutely terrific. We had a number of really good games, and I think we're going to have a really good one tonight, Larry.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. The fact is, these are both state champions. So how is it that state champions play each other in week one?
Yeah, you don't get to see that very often. Bell Vernon was moved up to 4A from 3A, not because of the competitive balance formula that obviously has been well documented with Aliquippa, but it was just merely enrollment. Bell Vernon was always a pretty big 3A school. In fact, just a few years ago in the last cycle, they were a 4A club. Then they went down to 3A, so they're back up in 4. And the WPIL does a terrific job of scheduling some rivalry games, some juicy games. And, of course, this is one that's always been a dream matchup, and we're going to get it. It's a rematch from a championship game a few years back. So, yes, the 3A defending state champion Bell Vernon Leopards against the 4A defending state champion Aliquippa Quips.
And they're playing at Heinz Field explain that, because that confuses some people that aren't aware what went on to make this happen in Aliquippa.
Yeah, it's the pit still, Carl Ashman Stadium, to a lot of the venerable Aliquippa folks right off of the high school there. But Heinz Field and the pit was in dire need of renovations. And with renovations, you need funding. And through some contacts of now the former coach at Aliquippa, Mike Warfield, who just stepped aside, at least for a year, he was able to secure some corporate financing. And Heinz Field, obviously, had just recently moved off of what is now Acrisure Stadium, so they figured it's a really good opportunity to help an iconic venue get a much-needed facelift. And we were there last year when they cut the ribbon on the brand-new pit, the brand-new Heinz Field. So we're going back there, and tonight, Larry, they're actually going to cut the ribbon on the second phase of the funding that Heinz Field has provided. It's for an academic athletic center that's going to be built right off of the facility, of the stadium. So there's going to be a big buzz at the pit, Heinz Field, whatever it is to you, but there's a whole lot going on tonight, and we'll be there.
And I wanted to let people know I met Jim Christiana yesterday. I've talked to him in the past, but we had him in studio. He's the founder and managing partner of M7 Agency, M7 Sports, which has a big footprint in Beaver County as well.
I'm learning about that, and I know they've just partnered with us, and I believe Colin, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be broadcasting there live this afternoon before our coverage gets going. At least that's the rumor on the street. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about the facility. And I was talking to Mayor Walker a couple of weeks ago when we were doing a documentary on Aliquippa and to their superintendent, Dr. Woods. And it does seem as if Aliquippa is really starting to turn the corner. A few years back, they were able to get out of distress status, right. And they do have some things that are going for them outside of their unbelievably, consistently amazing championship-caliber football program.
Well, and let's be honest, through thick and thin, it's been that football program in many ways that has helped keep that community together. So kudos to everybody. A big night, Aliquippa. Hosting Bell Vernon at Heinz Field, the pit, and Dan Zangrilli with Coach Johnny Lee, and you got Donnie football this year.
How about it, dude? Donnie and Johnny, and I'm just the meat in the sandwich. Those guys are quintessential Pittsburgh, Larry.
All right, Dan, have fun tonight, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thanks. Do the same.
Dan Zangrilli on the Big K Morning Show. Hometown heroes. We will be celebrating five extraordinary people who are doing the right thing each and every day without expecting anything for themselves. Last chance for nominations at kdkradio.com. And our event, our 12th, will be on Tuesday, October 8th at the Lamont Restaurant. Beautiful view. That view never gets old. And we're very honored and excited to have as our Lifetime Achievement Awardee this year, Jim Leland, who's had quite a summer with Cooperstown induction into the Hall of Fame, and then last weekend into the Pirates Hall of Fame.
And now a celebration of an 80th birthday coming up, right?
Yeah, and I believe his son's getting married this year, so it's Jim Leland's year. How appropriate for us to be able to have Jim and his wife Katie be there. And we've also asked Pirates broadcast legend Lanny Fratteri to do his induction, since they were very good friends, and he was invited, Lanny, by Jim to Cooperstown to be part of the family and friends, which was a real insight into what that process is like and how meaningful it is.
And it also says how close they both are, Lanny and Jim. And I would also say, thinking about all the good things that are happening for Leland this year, what a great victory lap on a life very well lived. And he's getting to enjoy it while he's with us.
And people love him here because he's real. You know, he puts his heart out there, won some huge games. He even acknowledged to the fans, hey, we broke your heart too. But, you know, and I think people appreciate that. They just do. And he's a great baseball mind. Oh, look who just entered the building.
Who?
Michael Bartley.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I have a mouse for him. When he gets in here, he's filling in for Marty. For those that don't know, Mike will experience...
He is triggered by mice.
He experienced trauma late in life.
Yes.
He had his first mouse in the house. And we have an update to that story, which we'll talk about in the next hour.
When he found out about the mouse that was rooting around in the bullpen area where the talk show hosts, you know, get ready for their...
Oh, that was running.
He got apoplectic about it.
It's been several years, though. And that was the only one that I can ever recall.
I've never... Well, you never see them. They're always, you know...
It was first
stealthy.
Discovered.
They kind of... When they see the lights go on, they clear out.
Back in what we call the bullpen, where we have the producers and hosts have cubicles, and we noticed Andy Lindbergh, who at the time was producing the morning show for us, he heads up all our digital work. He's an amazing talent. But we had a Mars bar or something back there, and it looked like something was eating it. So that was the first clue back then. And then eventually it was captured and released into the wild. Not.
Mm-hmm. I remember that Mike had a picture of the poor rodent caught in the trap that he had hung up on his desk, up on the storage area. Yeah.
Yeah, the late Mike Pintech, our talk show host, who was here for many, many years. Man, I miss Mike.
Me too.
The Hans man.
You got it.
Cigna.
Top people.
God.
Great broadcasters and good men.
All right, if you're a traveler, there are... anticipating, 17 million people?
During the weekend, at TSA checkpoints all over the U.S.
All right, at flypittsburgh.com, I've got the latest if you're traveling. And by the way, it's just smart always, and it's so easy now to stay in touch with the airline. They can text you, and it's so easy to let you know of changes. But TSA Maine, 20-minute wait right now to get through the security checkpoint.
Well, we sent Tamira out there this morning, thinking that, you know, just in case, you know, and things are clearing up pretty good. It's that period from 5 a.m. until 8 a.m., that bank of flights that leaves in that three-hour span.
Right.
And so before 5 a.m., you know, somewhere around 4 o'clock when they open, some of the airlines open at 4 a.m., right? The ticket counters.
You got it.
So that 4 a.m. to 5:30 or 6 a.m., that's got to be an immense crush at the TSA checkpoints.
So always check ahead, but right now it looks pretty reasonable if you're flying out of Pittsburgh International.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.